Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hey there, North Texas. I'm Kristen Diaz with your All Local on this Friday, December 3rd. The man arrested for murder in what police call a road rage shooting has been before a judge. KRLD's LP Phillips has been reviewing court records.
34-year-old Isaias Perez is being held on a $500,000 bond, facing a felony murder charge for the shooting that happened on the frontage road of 75 Central at Forest. Police say he got into a gunfight with a 37-year-old man who was killed. Court records show Perez has faced a half dozen drug charges, plus he has a misdemeanor handgun conviction. While police have not said what started this fight, former police officer Joe Harn says you never know who might get angry out there these days.
Lend people some courtesy, drive safely, try to leave on time to give yourself time to get to some place where you're not that person that's speeding and weaving in and out of traffic trying to get someplace.
The Dallas County Medical Examiner's Office has not released the name of the shooting victim. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
A phone scam is targeting victims by claiming to be Dallas cops.
Police call it spoofing when someone calls you and is able to electronically send another name and number on a caller ID, showing that they are someone else. Police say recently people have been getting calls which show the call is coming from the Dallas Police North Central Patrol Division. The person on the other end identifies themselves as an officer and demands that you give them personal information. Dallas police are reminding everyone they will never call an individual and ask or demand financial payment of any kind. They say most of these types of calls originate from another country, and if you do get one, notify police. Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas police officers will take some kids shopping this weekend as part of an effort to help them feel more comfortable around the badge.
Dallas police will take kids shopping as part of what they call Shop with a Cop.
Most times that children see us is when, unfortunately, it's a negative situation. This is completely positive.
Assistant Chief Angela Shaw says officers will shop with kids at the Under Armour store at North Park Center. She says this can help kids get past fear of the police, and she says the officers want to help kids and make sure they have warm clothes and clothes for school.
Under this uniform, we're all mothers and fathers, brothers, sisters, moms and dads.
The Nancy Lieberman Foundation is funding the project. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Fresh off two unsuccessful bids for Fort Worth Mayor, Deborah Peoples is now running for Tarrant County Judge. Peoples is one of two Democrats, the other being Marvin Sutton, who are vying for the office being vacated by the retiring Glenn Whitley. Three Republicans, including former Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price, are also running for Tarrant County Judge. The Texas Supreme Court is letting a lower ruling stand and is forcing the city of Fort Worth to go to trial for a former employee. William Burkett, a former senior IT manager, says he was fired after telling auditors that the city's computer system was out of compliance. Burkett filed a whistleblower complaint, and the city has been trying to get the suit dismissed. Today's ruling by the Supreme Court clears the way for a trial over the whistleblower complaint. President Biden's laid out plans to increase the opportunities for people wanting to be vaccinated or get a booster. Shot. Dr. David Lakey is a member of the Texas COVID-19 Task Force and says vaccinations are important even for people who have dealt with a case of COVID.
I had COVID last Christmas, and I went ahead and got immunized. When I look at the data related to the level of antibodies, they're much higher in individuals that have been immunized than individuals that had just natural disease. And if you had both natural disease and immunization, the levels are very high.
Lakey says the number of hospitalized COVID patients has been dropping in most of Texas, with the exception of the Panhandle and around El Paso. 63 World War II veterans from across the country flew into North Texas this morning, and American Airlines is now taking them to Honolulu to mark the 80th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. Among those veterans is Walter Lebetsky. His daughter, Nancy Woodke, is now an American Airlines pilot and is first lieutenant on the flight.
My dad and I have always been close, so it will just be special to go back to Hawaii, to Honolulu. Well, I think a lot of this is, for him, it's kind of overwhelming to get such wonderful treatment.
12 of the veterans are at least 100 years old, and 6 were at Pearl Harbor on the day of the attack on December 7th, 1941. They'll spend the next week in Hawaii. American Airlines worked with the nonprofit Best Defense Foundation to set up the trip.
Thanks for listening to the All Local, updated several times a day. Download the All Local on the Odyssey app and listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD anytime, anywhere.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.